Well, as we enter this new chapter in U.S.-Cuba ties, we want to get one Cuban-American's take on what this moment means for him and his family members back home and the identity of Cuba. Oscar Nunez was born in Cuba. He then starred for 9 years as the accountant Oscar Martinez on The Office. He currently appears on the USA sitcom Benched. Oscar, thanks for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
It's really good to have you. Oscar, your parents went to school with Fidel Castro. Is that right?
Yes, they did.
Tell us about that and whether, you must have heard about that constantly growing up.
You know, it came up once in a while. He's the same age as my aunt, Olga, who's still with us, still alive. And he was at University of Havana with my aunt and my dad and my mom and all their friends. He was not a social guy. He was a bit of an a-hole and didn't hang out with the popular kids and was always kind of on a satellite periphery hanging out. And, lo and behold, he went on to change their lives, have an impact on the lives of millions of people.
So no early greatness from Fidel Castro, but you were born in Cuba and came to the States when you were two. Is that right?
Yeah, when we left, we went to South America first for 1 year to Caracas, Venezuela. And then we went to Boston.
So as the child of people who fled because of the revolution, you know, children not only of immigrants but of people who've left in exile sometimes have, a very different experience from their parents. I mean, did you sit over dinner kind of rolling your eyes about there goes dad, about Castro again? Or is it something that you really connected to since you were born there?
No, we got it. There wasn't any ambivalence about it. We totally got it. And we got it for many different reasons, not the least of which being that they took your private property. And my father's friend, when the revolution happened, he was giving a post in Moscow. He became ambassador to Moscow. And he asked my dad, why don't you come and be my assistant? And my parents talked it over. And they're like, we're not going to do that to our family. We don't believe in communism. They were Catholic. And they want to have freedom of religion, etc. And they said we don't want to be part of this. And the revolution said to them, well, we need professionals, and we really want you to stay. They said no, thank you. And they said, okay, you can leave, but you can't leave with anything. All your money stays here, everything stays here, and you guys can leave. And that's what they did. And they took our property, they took my aunt's property, my uncle's, my grandfather's private property. We had homes, we had ranches. One of my uncle was in charge of one of the ranches, and he fought the communists with militiamen with his ranch hands when they came to take over his ranch. And he was consequently thrown in jail for 20 years. We got him out in 1980. He was a political prisoner. And, he was tortured in jail, which is something like, theoretically that we are against the United States, although I can't believe we're having a debate about that. But I still believe that we are against that. And we can stand tall and point to countries that do that and say, bad on you, we don't do that.
Castro was a tyrannical dictator.
So this was a dictatorship that for your family was very, very real and visceral. It wasn't theoretical or just some distant threat. And so I wonder for you, Oscar Nunez, this moment, this transition that we're seeing, what does this represent for you? Is this appeasement to a dictator and sort of a hoax that took away your family's property and their freedom in a lot of ways, or is it a moment of opportunity and new beginnings, or neither of those things?
It's the latter. It should have happened 30 years ago. You know, when you do this, when you have a person like Kim Jong-un or Fidel Castro, and arguably these are the worst places to be right now, the world, North Korea, parts of Africa, I guess, in Cuba. You don't want to be there. You get thrown in jail in Cuba for being an intellectual, for criticizing the government, for being homosexual. When you put an embargo on these places, these dictators get to turn around and say to their population, look, do you see how they treat us? Do you see how they attack me? So it doesn't matter how bad I treat you, the world wants to destroy us, and you guys, I have to protect you. And it's the best thing you can do for a dictator is to put an embargo and make them the enemy. So I don't know who it benefits to have this policy for 50 years other than Castro and other than the Pentagon, who can point and say, we have an enemy 90 miles off of Florida. Please give us unlimited budget so we can protect you.
One of the other concerns here, Oscar Nunez, of course, you know, when the revolution came about 50 years ago, in the first place, it was largely a reaction of a peasant population that was sick and tired of being dominated by foreign corporate influences, dividing up their country and taking their resources. I'm simplifying, but that's basically what it was about. We've reached a point now in our culture where those corporate influences haven't gone away. In many ways, they're stronger. It would be done differently than it was 30 years ago, but are you ambivalent about, you know, not to make evil out of any particular company, but, you know, Verizon or McDonald's or, I don't know, anybody else gaining access to Cuba all over again?
That would be a nightmare for Cuba to go from this into Vegas. It would be from one extreme to the other. It'd be horrible to have a McDonald's and Starbucks in every corner. I agree. But having said that, there's 11 million people in Cuba right now, and they're not the enemy. They're human beings, and they have a say in this. I don't know what people imagine is going to happen with a lot of Cubans who are in exile going there in yachts and planting flags and buying up property and stuff, but it's got to be a slow process. When someone's been in jail for 50 years, you don't open up the jail cell and throw them out into the light. They have to walk out slowly and get used to the light. It's got to be a slow process, and the people there have to have a say in it. And exiles also have to have a say, but I don't think as much as the people who are there.
Well, we should remember, Oscar Nunez, of course, that the United States doesn't have diplomatic or economic contact with Cuba, at least not much. But the rest of the world, I mean, the beaches in Cuba are filled every year with tourists from Italy and Germany and all over the rest of the world. It's not like they're an isolated nation like North Korea in any way. I mean, it's really the United States that extends this embargo, not anybody else.
You're right. People have normal negotiations with Cuba, just like they should.
Personal plans, Oscar Nunez, I assume it's not too long before you make a visit.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'll believe it when I see it. And I don't see how it could get any worse, but stranger things have happened. And I hope the people there I hope it's some form of government akin to what they have in Denmark or Canada or here in the United States, with a capitalism, but with a consciousness, with a social consciousness.
Oscar Nunez, born in Cuba, came to the United States and then grew up and for 9 seasons starred as accountant Oscar Martinez on The Office. He currently appears on USA sitcom Benched. Oscar Nunez, thank you.
Thank you.